Senator Rick Jones, Republican Senator of Grand Ledge, also chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. It's not often that I tell you I'm speaking to you live from Mackinac Island.
Well, and what a treat for you, huh?
It is. The weather got pretty nice today. Really enjoyed it.
Well, so you had a little time as the conference ended, the Mackinac Policy Conference, to enjoy a little bit of pure Michigan.
Yes, you know, it's definitely something everybody should experience. If you live in Michigan, come up to Mackinac Island at least once with the family.
Well, it is an exceptional experience, one of my favorite places in the state, that's for sure. The Mackinac Policy Conference wrapped up today after 3 days. You, of course, have been there for some of that time. What are your overall impressions, sir, of how the conference went this year?
Well, this is the first time the governor has ever spent this much energy and time at Mackinac Conference. Everybody here thinks he's the Energizer Bunny. He's everywhere. And he's pushing the new bridge that he wants. And he's pushing reforms, restructure, and he's doing well.
Well, and you, the time that the governor has spent there, as you said, no governor's ever spent all 3 days there like that. Usually there's a couple of speaking engagements, and then they move on. Is his time and energy paying off?
I would say so. I don't think he's that fond of doing media, and he's done a ton of it up here. He's just everywhere. So I think he's found a new calling. I mean, he's acting like he's running for president.
Well, that is true as well. You mentioned the bridge off the top, so we might as well get that talk about that subject. Boy, a lot of controversy in the headlines. It was part of what he said in his address in January, that this was one of his priorities that he wanted to get done, and it's sounding more and more like that's going to happen.
Well, I think we'll see a vote on it probably in June. That means that the billionaire that owns the other bridge will be doing everything he can to buy a lot of media advertising and attack the governor's position. And I found that some of it is very misleading and half-truths.
From the Matty Maroon camp?
Yes, I wasn't going to use the name unless you did, but yes, Maddie's camp is up here. They're alive and well, and they're doing everything they can to fight the governor. Now, I have to ask, if a billionaire wants to build another bridge right next to his, why would he then say, you know, we don't need another bridge? That smacks to me of somebody that doesn't want the other bridge only because he wants it for himself.
Well, and we're playing the same game tonight, sir. I wasn't going to mention that, but the logic in me said the same thing. Why he's telling us that we don't need this bridge, yet he wants to build, in his words, a twin of the Ambassador Bridge. There must be something in it.
Well, everybody knows that over the next couple of decades, everything is going to grow. More exports from Michigan to Canada. There's commerce going back and forth, whether it be our Michigan agriculture products or auto parts. A lot of things are moving, and that takes a good highway connection and a bridge that can support that.
Some of the concern over the bridge has been how much stake money that the state of Michigan had to put in for this. Do you have any concerns over the funding from the state, or does it look like the, you know, over $500,000 share of the road work that would be Michigan's share would be covered by Canadian government? Are you comfortable with that?
Yes. You know, that seems to be what they put in writing, and I'm going to examine it even closer next week. The bill was just introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to go over it word for word, but I got to tell you, it looks to me like that's exactly what they're doing. The Canadians want the bridge where it connects to their highway structure better. They don't want it up at Windsor. Truck traffic has to go through, I guess, something like 19 or 20 traffic lights. It's very, very situation up there with a lot of traffic in the town. So they want it farther south in the river where it will connect to their highway system better and move commerce in a better fashion. And Mr. Maroon could continue to run his bridge.
Well, and I have to remark, of course, as well, a lot of folks didn't think the governor's budget could get passed through as quickly as it did. The governor is now saying he wants to get this legislation done next month. I don't think there's perhaps as many doubters today.
I would agree. I think a lot of people here on the island are very impressed. We've got a governor that's very concerned about making Michigan business friendly, looking for the future, looking for more jobs. You know, the theme of this conference was rebuild, reinvent, and re-energize Michigan. And that's exactly what Governor Snyder loves.
Absolutely. What about those kind of surprise announcement, perhaps not to you, but to some folks in the media, certainly me, about the new $3 billion initiative to invest in Michigan business called Pure Michigan Business Connect? Were you pleased to hear about this investment in the state from some major players?
You know, anytime somebody wants to invest in Michigan, I'm all ears. I think that's great. It certainly, we hope, will lead to a lot of jobs for not only for our current workers, but for our young people coming out of college.
Did this cause a bit of a buzz on the island when people were hearing about this?
You know, everybody is buzzing mainly about the governor. Just they have never seen a governor with so much energy. that really is the buzz up here. You know, and of course the other is great. It's good information, and people are very happy. But all the talks on the governor this year.
Well, and when I talked with, of course, our morning guy, Tony Conley, who you spoke with today as well and speak with regularly also, he said the same thing. There's just this whole feeling, a different shift in feeling. I also spoke with John Truscott of Truscott Russman last night, and he said the same thing. There's an energy that's changed. There's a feeling, the whole feeling that's changed at this policy conference this year.
You know, absolutely. And as you all know, I don't always agree with the governor. I didn't agree with the change on tax and pensions or K-12 being cut as much as it has been. But that being said, 99% of what he's trying to do is turn Michigan around, and I think we're on that path. And I think people will be pleased over the next several years as we see more jobs coming to Michigan.
Were there some serious policy discussions that were able to take place as well and some moving in new directions for when you get back here and hop to work?
Well, certainly we have to pass 50 or 60 more bills over the next month to put into effect the new budget. So there's a lot of you know, things that you have to do to run the government. It's like running a huge corporation. So there'll be a lot of work there that was discussed as always, good policy, because there's a lot of policy things that certainly I would like to do.
And one of those that we spoke about a week or so ago when you and I talked, some new legislation dealing with children being taken from social service workers, taking children unnecessarily. That bill is now working through the Senate, is it not?
Yes. In fact, I spoke today with Probate Judges Association. We're trying to fine-tune the language to get everybody on board supporting the change, and I think we're very close.
Well, it sounds like it. As I said, would authorize social service workers or police to remove a child from a parent's care only if there's risk of imminent or serious harm to the child. So I think there's some good changes coming along there. I will let you get back to the wonders of Mackinac Island, sir. I appreciate your time and walking us through the conference. Thank you.
Okay, anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.